I'll just speak first. So, for this particular retreat, because we're concentrating so much on the Holy Name, and because the Holy Name has so much to do with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I felt that it would be very nice to read something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. So I found one book that I have read many times over many years that really moved me. It's called Sri Bhakti Ratnakar. It was written by a grand disciple from the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maybe it was written in the 16th century or so. And in that book, there's a description of some of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and those devotees who came just after he departed. Now that would be difficult, because you missed something so special. Or those who were there are all leaving now, one after another. So these devotees, these special devotees who played this part in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, there's a special kind of a nourishing, a little bit painfully sweet feeling to their Leelas. If one wants to enter into the mood of these pastimes, one has to understand, at least intellectually, because it's difficult to actually feel something, but to understand intellectually that for these devotees, Lord Chaitanya was their life, their complete and utter existence. So, if one is fortunate by hearing about them, something rubs off on our heart also, so that we can just enter, just get a tiny shimmer of a glimmer of a hint of what it must have been like for them. So please hear. Up a little bit up, not much. That's good. Okay. I adore the countless devotees of whom Sri Krishna Chaitanya is their very life and soul. I also adore the devotionally qualified listeners for their attention. Now please be patient, for I would like to tell you something. There was a village named Chakandi on the bank of the Ganges, where a brahmana named Sri Chaitanya Das lived. Originally he was known by the name Gangadhar Bhattacharya. And how he got the name Chaitanya Das will be described here. Sri Gosunda accepted sannyas from Keshava Bharati. Sri Navadvip Chandra, Sri Gora, who is the ocean of devotional qualities, enjoyed pastimes in Nadia with his followers. And then, after conveying his hidden desire to his associates, he left Navadvip for Kantaka Nagara, which is now known by the name of, what is the name now? Katwa. No, Kalna. Katwa. And in Kantaka Nagara, he went to the place where Sri Keshava Bharati resided. When the news spread in that town that Sri Gosunda had come to embrace the renounced order of life, the people of Kantaka Nagara immediately hastened to meet him. Everyone, whether young, old, man, woman, everyone ran to see Sri Gauranga. There he stood. And there they stood, like painted dolls, as they observed his beautiful curly hair. The people could not express their feelings, which were being tossed around on an emotional storm. Lord Gaurachandra understood their emotions, and he humbly requested them all to bless him with all success in his effort to achieve devotion at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at the residence of Sri Keshav Bharati, and he insisted that there was no reason for delay. Keshav Bharati became choked with emotion, and he could not speak. Then, on the order of the Lord, a barber came, floating in his own tears. And as he placed his hands on Lord Chaitanya's head, he began to cut off all his hair. Then, having completed the job, that barber fell to the ground, crying, lamenting bitterly for what he had done. The people on all sides began to cry when they saw Lord Chaitanya without so much as a tuft of hair. The sound of their crying and talking filled the air, and it was impossible for any one person to hear another. They all accused Providence for its cruelty. Gangadhar Bhattacharya, the Brahmin from Chakhandi, he happened to be present at the time when Lord Chaitanya's hair-cutting ceremony was taking place. He saw Lord Chaitanya having his head shaved, and he could not control himself, and he cried and cried so bitterly, and then he fainted to the ground. By the will of the Lord, he regained his senses after some time. When the Lord accepted sannyas, he was given the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And when that name entered the ears of the Brahmana, Gangadhar, he began to utter it repeatedly, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And while he was crying and crying, he just kept saying, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And he ran. He could not control himself. He could not stay there in Kantakanagara. So he ran to the bank of the Ganga like a madman. He lost all interest in bathing or eating or sleeping, and he simply began to repeat the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, over and over again. In that mood, he returned to his village. The people were astonished to see his transformation. Standing at a distance, the villagers observed Gangadhar Bhattacharya. One man said, "How shocking! Gangadhar has gone mad." Another one replied, saying, I know something about the cause of his madness. Please listen. Nimai Pandit of Nadia is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord. He's an extraordinarily beautiful looking person. He's effulgent like the sun. Recently, he left his house and he went to Kantakanagara. He renounced his fine clothes and he accepted the life of a mendicant, a sannyasi. He took his vows of renunciation from Sri Keshava Bharati and he was given the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. When they saw him, everyone became grief-stricken. Even the demigods have been crying in the sky. It is a huge shock for everybody. Gangadhar is crying because he must have been there and seen all of this. And now all he can do is remember the Lord's beautiful hair while repeatedly uttering his name. This is the reason he behaves like a madman. Personally, I do not see how he will ever become normal again. Hearing this, another man said, since he is a servant of Lord Chaitanya, only Lord Chaitanya can cure him. Thereafter, the villagers decided to call him by the name of Chaitanya Das. Hearing his new name, Gangadhar was pacified, and he would immediately respond if anyone called him Chaitanya Das. And from that time, nobody called him by the name of Gangadhar. And anyone new who came to settle in that village, he would know all these facts from the elderly brahmanas of Chakandi. Chaitanya Das's wife was known, her name was Lakshmi Priya. And she was very, very devoted to her husband. They had no children, but they were not unhappy because of this. However, due to the plan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the desire for a son grew in their hearts. Chaitanya Das asked his wife, why such a desire should enter their minds. He could not understand why he had suddenly become so eager to have a son. Lakshmi Priya told him, please go to Nilachal. And soon, because Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can fulfill our desire. Chaitanya Das was pleased with this suggestion. And so both of them started for Nilachal by way of Jajigram, which was a village quite nearby where Lakshmi Priya's father, whose name was Balaram, where he lived. So the husband and wife, they went to this village of Jajigram and they stayed there for 4 days. And then at an auspicious moment, they started their journey to Puri. Balaram bid farewell to his daughter and to Chaitanya Das, and he requested them both that when they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that they may please convey their respects at his lotus feet. Chaitanya Das happily bid farewell and agreed to do so to his father-in-law. So they started for Jagannath Puri, Nilachal. And they came upon many travelers who were also going to that same holy place. Then one night, the couple, began to lament their misfortune because they had made no effort so far to receive the favor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They doubted whether, when they got to Neelachal, whether they would even have his darshan. And they doubted that they would even get the blessings of Lord Jagannath when they reached Puri. Lamenting in this way, the Brahmana fell asleep, and he had a most wonderful dream. He saw a boy, looked just like Shama Sunda, standing in a very attractive posture. He had a peacock feather on his head, and his garments were yellow gold. His beautiful face defeated the beauty of millions and millions of moons. Has anyone recently seen the full moon on a full moon evening? It's so lustrous and so glowing and effulgent. Imagine millions and millions of such beautiful moons. His entire body, this beautiful boy that he saw, was decorated with jeweled ornaments and was smeared with sandalwood pulp. As he played his flute, this boy enchanted the entire universe. Then suddenly, the color of the boy's complexion changed from dark to bright glittering gold. And now he wore a cloth the color of a white cloud with a red border. Yet still his ornaments and his posture were just like Shama Sunda. Again, Chaitanya Das saw Gora in another feature, with a shaved head, holding a danda and a kamandalu in his hands. And then the Lord changed his features entirely. And this time, Chaitanya Das saw Lord Gora as Jagannath, standing beside Balaram and Subhadra, and he saw all the demigods, including Lord Brahma and other demigods, were worshipping him. Then the Brahmin suddenly woke from his dream, and he became very, very turbulent in separation. His wife very sweetly consoled him in different ways. And early the next morning, they resumed their journey with very eager hearts. After many, many days of walking, that fortunate couple finally reached Neelachal. They were very eager to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya understood their minds, and at that very moment he was walking through the Singhadwara gate to the temple with his associates, and his gait meaning his way of walking, his walk challenged the movement of the leader of elephants. His complexion was as bright as molten gold, and his effulgence was like the sun. The beauty of his face could conquer that of the moon, and his mouth showered nectar through his smile. His lotus-like eyes and his long ears were most beautiful. His sandalwood tilak glittered on his forehead, and a garland of tulsi swung from his neck. His broad chest would humble Cupid. He wore beautiful saffron-colored cloth, and his hands reached down to his knees. Every part of his body was stunningly attractive, so much so that the universe felt grateful to have such an incarnation appear on earth. The Brahman and his wife enjoyed gazing at the beauty of Gaurachandra without even blinking. They could not divert their eyes from the vision of his transcendental body. However, Chaitanya Das could not control his tears when he saw the shaved head of Mahaprabhu. By glancing from the corner of his eyes, Sri Chaitanya showered profuse mercy upon that fortunate, most fortunate Brahmana. And after consoling him, he said very sweetly, "Lord Jagannath has brought you here because he is very pleased with you. Go and see him in the temple. He will fulfill your desire." Upon hearing these sweet words from the beautiful mouth of Lord Chaitanya, the Brahman fell to the ground to offer his obeisances, and he dedicated his heart and soul at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Then the Lord ordered Govinda. He said, "Take responsibility for showing Lord Jagannath to this innocent Brahmana." And then Lord Gaurachandra, along with his followers, went into the temple to take darshan of the Lord. Chaitanya Das offered his obeisances to all the associates of Mahaprabhu in the most humble manner, and they were all pleased with him and introduced him one by one to so many of Lord Chaitanya's followers. Then by the order of Lord Chaitanya, the devotees took the Brahman to visit Lord Jagannath in the temple. Chaitanya Das's happiness knew no bounds as he observed both the moving and the non-moving lords in the one place. Silently, he prayed to the two lords in many ways, and Lord Gaurahari smiled very sweetly upon him. Thereafter, Lord Chaitanya dedicated that Brahmana to the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath and ordered him to return to Bengal. After visiting Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers went to the house of one of his favorite associates, Kazi Mishra. And then Chaitanya Das, now highly satisfied, returned to his place where he was staying in Puri. All the devotees returned to their homes, and they could not stop thinking about the good fortune of this Brahmana. Sometime later, we'll wait till the... Sometime later, they asked Sri Govinda whether he knew what the Brahman had prayed for from Lord Jagannath. And Govinda assured them that in time, the Brahman's desire would be revealed by the wish of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya called Govinda and spoke in a serious tone of voice. He said, "This Brahmana has come here to pray for a son from Lord Jagannath, and he will get a son. His name will be Srinivas. I will empower Sri Rupa to write many devotional books, and I will empower Srinivas to distribute them. Srinivas is the natural form of my pure love, and he will give happiness to everyone." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Chaitanya Das and ordered him to immediately depart for Bengal. In a dream, Lord Jagannath had also appeared to Chaitanya Das and ordered him to return home as soon as possible. He said to him, "You will receive a son, who will be full of devotional love. He will become a great scholar of the Shastra in a very short time. When he awoke, Chaitanya Das thought, how can I leave a place where I have found so much happiness? Gaurachandra, who is both Brajendra Nandan and Lord Jagannath, has accepted a worthless person like me for his mission. While speaking like this, the Brahmin and his wife cried in bewilderment. Meanwhile, Govinda Das arrived at their house and respectfully took them to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who again ordered the Brahmana to go and see Lord Jagannath. He smiled at Chaitanya Das and he said, Lord Jagannath is satisfied with you and he will fulfill your desire very soon. Return to Bengal without delay and continuously engage in Nam Sankirtan. In this way the Lord bid farewell to that fortunate couple. Chaitanya Das bowed at the lotus feet of the Lord and he prepared to leave. I have no ability to describe such a scene. When a favorite servant would bid farewell to his master, the Brahmin offered respects to the Lord's associates, who felt so unhappy to see him depart. Then they left Nilachal, continuously crying all the way back to Bengal. Upon reaching Golda Desh, by the order of Lord Chaitanya, he informed the people of everything that had happened to him in Puri. With great happiness, he visited his father-in-law Balaram Sharma in Jajigram and told him everything, and then he returned home. The people of Chakandi felt themselves very fortunate to have Chaitanya Das in their midst. He dedicated himself to the lotus feet of Lord Gaurachandra and remained continuously, constantly engaged in Sankirtan. And the villagers were astonished seeing his wonderful devotional practices, although some people criticized. They said, his chanting is useless because of all his religious practices. He will never get any children, and he's already lost all his wealth. Upon hearing such comments, the Brahmin would simply smile and remain silent. Very soon thereafter, Lakshmi Priya became pregnant. And from that day on, even the critics began to adore the husband and wife. The ladies in Chakandi were so happy to hear of Lakshmi Priya's pregnancy and brought her many gifts. And then, when the time for her auspicious delivery arrived, her husband became most excited. At the auspicious moment of the Rohini Muhurta, during the day of the full moon in the month of Vaishakh, Lakshmi Priya gave birth to a beautiful son. Chaitanya Das saw many extraordinary occurrences in his dreams, and his ecstasy increased when he saw his son's beautiful golden complexion. He dedicated his son at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare
We're going to hear a little more about Chaitanya Das and his son. Chaitanya Das's son was born, and he was extremely beautiful, and all of the village loved him. He was very respectful, very quiet, very well behaved, and he grew up and he very quickly started to become very learned. Srinivas eagerly requested his father to tell him about the life of Sri Gauranga. His father, Chaitanya Das, said, "Being an ignorant person, how can I describe the pastimes of Gaurachandra? He is beyond the reach of even Lord Brahma." My dear son Srinivas, listen to me. Vishvambara Rai is himself Vrindavan Chandra Sri Krishna. When he was merely a boy, playing with other young boys, we were also studying. We were students taking our lessons from our teachers. Now remember, Chaitanya Das Gangadhar was living in a village not very far from where Lord Chaitanya appeared and was performing his pastimes. He was living just such a little distance away in Chakhandi. He said, "We were students taking our lessons from our teachers, but at that time..." "When he was merely a boy playing with other young boys, we were also studying. We were students taking our lessons from our teachers. But at that time, we had no clear conception of devotion to the Lord. We heard about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his wonderful activities, and we cherished a hope of meeting him, even once. However, wicked people would not let us go to see him. These persons were so proud of their knowledge that they sometimes would even mock Sri Gaurachandra. I became very depressed and I prayed to Krishna to please give me an opportunity to meet Prabhu Gaura Rai. I also prayed to the Lord that he would destroy the pride of these arrogant men. Now please listen to how the Lord destroyed their pride. By good fortune, a world-renowned scholar came to Navadvip. He advertised himself as a representative of Sri Sarasvati Devi, the goddess of learning herself, by whose mercy he had become such a great scholar. Those professors in Navadvip were panic-stricken, and even the teachers in Chakandi became very nervous. At that time, Lord Narayan, the master of Sarasvati Devi, was living in Navadvip as Nimai Pandit. He was teaching his students Vyakaran and other scriptures on the bank of the river Ganga. This scholar had heard of the academic fame of Nimai Pandit, but when he saw him, he saw that he was merely a boy, and he did not consider him a suitable competitor. Nevertheless, he approached Nimai, who requested him to explain the glories of Mother Ganga. And that scholar effortlessly composed and then recited many, many slokas of great poetic merit, which astonished the people who were listening. And then, from all those slokas, the Lord chose one, and he pointed out to the scholar many, many mistakes. When the scholar could not defend himself, he felt very, very ashamed, and he had to acknowledge his defeat. Then, from Sarasvati Devi herself, that scholar discovered Nimai's real identity, whereupon he submitted himself unconditionally at the lotus feet of the Lord. And the pandits of Nadia, who had been so proud, were now delighted to hear of Nimai Pandit's victory, and his fame spread throughout the land. Later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya along with many followers, and he returned from Gaya a transformed person. With the aim of instructing the entire world, he began to demonstrate the real meaning of devotional love. And then, to the delight of his disciples, everyone admired his devotional qualities. The people of Nadia, they never understood that Nimai was the Supreme Lord. He gave his blessings to Srivas and other intimate devotees, and thus they gradually came to understand his real identity. At last, Gaurahari could no longer hide himself, and therefore he revealed himself to the devotees. And Srivas Pandit, Gadadhar, Sri Murari Gupta, and many, many others all became charmed by his devotional qualities. My dear son Srinivas, There is no limit to the kindness that has been showered upon mankind by this incarnation of the Lord. Without any weapons, He is delivering mankind, particularly the wicked and the wretched and the heretics who were so numerous in Kali Yuga. He is delivering them all by divine love. In Nadia, there were two notorious criminals called Jagai and Madhai. They were addicted to wine and women and continuous sinful activities. The people of Nadia knew that only the Lord Himself could punish them. Chaitanya delivered them with the help of Nityananda Prabhu, who is an ocean of mercy. Once Lord Chaitanya asked Nityananda Prabhu to preach the teachings of Lord Krishna, so Nityananda and Haridas took the responsibility very seriously, and they went into the streets singing Harinam. The sound of their singing infuriated Jagai and Madhai, who came immediately to kill them. Madhai hit Nityananda on his forehead, but Nityananda remained unmoved and unexcited. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was enraged when he heard the news. But Nityananda checked the Lord's anger and requested him to please bless these two utterly useless brothers. At once the Lord pardoned them. They fell at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda and Sri Gaurachandra, transformed with tears in their eyes, praying to the Lord to forgive them and help them to settle their disturbed minds. Lord Chaitanya was pleased with them, and he ordered them to clean the bathing ghats along the shore of the Ganga every day. And thus they became favorite associates of Mahaprabhu. Some inferior students laughed at Nimai Pandit because he delivered these notorious brothers, and they criticized him. But the people in general in Navadvip were greatly relieved by his love and his kindness. At that time, Navadvip was surrounded, and the surrounding area was under the powerful influence of a Yavana Kazi, and the Yavana king of Godadesh was also under the influence of this Kazi. As a result, the common people could not perform their religious rituals out of fear of the Kazi, who forbade them from performing Sankirtan. This invited the anger of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one night in Navadvip, the Lord took his associates out into the street to perform Sankirtan. And on his order, all the residents of Nadia arranged a divine festival in each and every house. The people lit many lamps, and then, carrying those lamps, hundreds and thousands of people went out into the streets to join this huge Sankirtan party. The sounds of the calls and the kartals and the dancing feet of the devotees filled the air, and as they danced and chanted, the crowd angrily began to destroy the house and the gardens of the Kazi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already revealed himself in the form of the Nrisimha avatar. And so the Kazi could understand that he was not an ordinary man. And then when he was informed by his men that a great Sankirtan party led by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was destroying his house and his garden, the Kazi became very frightened and he hastened quickly to meet the Lord with tears in his eyes. He fell at the lotus feet of Gaurachandra and he begged and begged and begged for his mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once favored the Kazi, and since that time Sankirtan has gone on without any obstruction in the streets of Nadia. Chaitanya Das became thoughtful. He said, I had made a plan that I would go to Navadvip and see Sri Gaurachandra. And with this idea in mind, I finished all my work in Jajigram quickly and I happily journeyed to Kantaka Nagara, where Sri Keshav Bharati resides. He loved me very much, and whenever I would go and meet him, sometimes I would even stay in his house. So I thought that after visiting him, I would go straight to Navadvip and see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On the road, I saw a large crowd of people were going somewhere, and so I asked them where they were going. And they all replied, saying they were going to Sri Bharati's house because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. I was so excited to hear this news, and thus I too hurried quickly to Keshava Bharati's house, and there I saw Sri Gaurasundara, whose beautiful fair complexion immediately charmed me. I had never seen such a beautiful complexion, such beautiful curling hair, attractive forehead, or such beautiful ears and nose and eyes, such a beautiful face. It could defeat the pride of thousands of moons. I had never seen such a broad chest, or such long hands, or such a slim waist, or beautiful thighs. I had never seen anything like this in my life. Oh, my son, Srinivas, what can I say to you? While gazing at the transcendental beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I then and there sank into an ocean of the beauty of the Lord. Then someone asked another person why the Lord had come here. And the reply was that he would accept sannyas from Keshava Bharati, and thus he would renounce his beautiful curling hair. These words exploded in my ears as I watched a barber come and begin to shave the hair from Lord Chaitanya's head. When the shaving was complete, the crowd roared and then began to cry loudly, so that it seemed as if the entire world was perplexed. When describing these pastimes of the Lord, Chaitanya Das suddenly fell to the ground unconscious. Upon hearing these descriptions from his father, Shrinivas also cried bitterly. After some time, Chaitanya Das regained consciousness and sighed very heavily. When he opened his eyes, he saw that his son was lying on the ground, crying and crying and crying. He picked up his son and put him on his lap and prayed to Lord Gaurahari to favor the boy. Then he cleared the dust from his son's body, and he wiped the tears from his eyes, and he continued to narrate other incidents that had occurred in Jagannath Puri. While describing the wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya, Chaitanya Das could not check the tears that flowed down from his eyes. He also told his son of the wonderful characteristics of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and all the other associates of the Lord. And then he described the pastimes of the Lord in Vraj, for which he is regarded as an incarnation appearing in Navadvip. Shrinivas could not control his desire to hear more and more and more pastimes of the Lord again and again. He wished he had thousands and thousands of ears so he could better hear the pastimes of the Lord. His desire was so intense that the color of his face turned red and tears flowed continuously from his eyes. He repeatedly bowed to the feet of his father and asked him many, many, many things about Sri Gaurachandra. When he was a little bit older, a young man, Chaitanya Das told his son that he had grown up enough now to look after his mother in Jajigram. Chaitanya Das wanted to leave all family responsibilities, including the care of his wife, in Shrinivas's hands, because he had decided to go to Vrindavan. Shrinivas held the feet of his father and cried, wondering when his own desires would be fulfilled. Both the father and the son remained constantly absorbed in the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Those who attentively listen to this narration of the father and son are sure to attain the precious gem of devotion. The poet Sri Narahari Das, taking the lotus feet of Sri Advaita Prabhu, has taken the responsibility of narrating this book, Sri Bhakti Ratnakar. So we will have some more kirtan. This particular leela is very thick in the leela, in the mood of Karuna Ras, which is the mood of sorrow, but it is a very nourishing, merciful rasa actually, because it softens the heart. And the sadness of these exalted devotees is never like the suffering or sadness of people in this world when they lose something valuable to them. This is the sadness of love in separation, and that sadness is a kind of blissfulness that one day, by the blessings of Narahari Prabhu and hearing this pastime, he says that we may be fortunate enough to obtain. So now when we chant We should try to take this mood into our chanting and chant in a very internal way, thinking how fortunate these personalities are and wishing that we too, somehow or another, may become very fortunate as well. So we'll begin to chant like that. Thank you.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Rama Ramo, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare
Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Rama Ramo, Hare Hare,
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare,
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare.
Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Ramo,
tomorrow night, we chant all night long. And just keep going from there. But tomorrow is quite a big day because we're all going to strongly and concentratedly chant our 64 rounds and in a very prayerful way and in a way that we don't criticize or complain. One reason is we'll be too busy chanting, which is a good thing. And before the night ends, please find your sukha sukhi and talk about how your criticism or non-criticism went and how many times you had to change your band during the day and take rest and not late and wake up early. Try to have at least 16 rounds chanted before 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And anything else? And be prepared. When we chant Krishna's names with sincerity, the consciousness becomes so purified. And it's such a relief to not have to deal with our crazy rascal minds all the time, only. So please chant Hare Krishna. You can chant and dream about Krishna also. No problem. Okay. So, anyone like to say anything? Do you have anything to say
may Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, Krishna associates, bless us all tomorrow so that we can have some kind of a really heart-moving, heart-affecting experience.
Fully transformational.
It's possible, even for us.
Well, you did say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to help the...
wretched.
Yes.
Rascal.
Haribo. Wicked. Haribo.
I think he must be ready to help us all.
When Nityananda Prabhu first met Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, they asked him, "Where have you been?" They asked Nityananda Prabhu, and he said, "I've traveled all over, even when I was in Vrindavan. But then I heard that the Lord had come to Navadvip to save the most fallen, and therefore I have come." So we should take shelter of Krishna's names tomorrow in that way. So get proper rest and be very determined to chant Krishna's holy names. One mantra. Just let's touch the holy names with our consciousness and be purified by the association of Krishna. And don't forget, talk with your sakha sakhi tonight. And Hare Krishna.